This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. City Manager Mark Roloff will meet tomorrow with the Chamber Board of Directors to discuss the possibility of using vehicle registration fees and utility fees to pay for sidewalk and road special assessments. Under the proposal, vehicle owners would be charged $35 a year in city registration fees. The city is also planning a number of public information meetings on the fees before the Common Council will vote. The first of those public information meetings is coming up next Tuesday at City Hall. ThetaCare, along with Freightard, say they need to spend about $4.5 million to clean up contamination on the proposed downtown hospital site. The hospitals are asking the city for a TIF to be established to cover the additional environmental cleanup. The hospitals have planned a March groundbreaking. The council will discuss a TIF at their February 13th meeting. The public may decide whether voters continue to elect a mayor in Oshkosh. The city council has discussed changing back to having a mayor/president selected from the common council itself. Voters decided to elect a mayor back in 2004. Some sad news here. Zeroni's Pizza is closing down. The last day will be Super Bowl Sunday. On the bright side, the owner, John Damel, says he will seek re-election next year as county executive. Page 2, no takers. No one submitted a proposal for Washington School. The school will close this summer. The school district says it will continue to look for a buyer. Oshkosh's Restaurant Week wraps up on Sunday. 28 restaurants are participating. There's still time to enjoy 3 meals out and get a 4-imprint tumbler. Seniors are invited to the Senior Citizen Center this afternoon to see the facility's fitness equipment and watch some class demonstrations. The center wants to help seniors maintain their fitness or reach their fitness goals. The event is between noon and 3 p.m. An Oshkosh veteran is headed to the Super Bowl thanks in part to former Badger T.J. Watt. Watt says he's honored to send Sergeant Adam Alexander to the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Alexander last year was named the Disabled American Veteran of the Year. The Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club has set May 5th for an open house celebration. The Boys and Girls Club is wrapping up their $18 million building project this year. And the Oshkosh Police Department investigating damage and theft complaints of Kias and Hyundais. Police recommend owners of those particular vehicles keep them in the garage or in a well-lit area. Turning to sports, congratulations to Stevie Clark. He's become the all-time leading scorer for Oshkosh North boys basketball, besting basketball great Frank Secker's record set way back in 1992. That's a look at Newsworthy for Thursday. Have a great weekend. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.